Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
One of the good things to come out of 2020 and lockdowns seems to be a growing love and appreciation for our pets. They've never seen so much of us. And of course, we're all adapting, working from home. So we're with our pets just that little bit more now. So this also, we saw a sharp rise in puppy sales and in some cases, kidnappings, which is awful. And the demand for pets went through the roof. So dog rescues, they went up and down the country. They still want us, sorry, I'm doing this completely wrong. So dog rescues up and down the country, they want us to know that the best thing to do is to adopt a dog in desperate need of a home instead of going to a puppy farm. So today we are joined by Gillian Bird from the DSPCA just to chat about Christmas and dogs. How are you, Gillian?
I'm very good, thank you. Very
thanks
good.
A million for coming in.
No problem.
I've said it before, but I love that your surname is Bird and that you work with animals. It's just amazing. Okay, so applications for adoptions, they seem to be at an all-time high, but even in a pandemic, stray dogs, they need a home.
Absolutely. So one thing that people have to understand that obviously we've pushed this message out many, many times, the adopt, don't buy. And of course, what happens is people go to their rescue centre, they go to their websites, they go and have a look and they want a dog now.
Mm.
And of course, it doesn't really work like that in rescue centres. And that is a big problem, that people want the animal now. And sometimes they go, they don't see an animal that suits them, or they see an animal, but it's already reserved. And then they rush out and they buy. And it is a process. It does take a process. You adopted from us as well.
Yes, so, I did. Week ago.
Absolutely.
Literally, just a week ago.
So you know the process. It takes a while. And that's the important thing for people to understand. This is an animal that's going to be with you for hopefully 16, 17, 18 years. It's not something you have to rush out and do. You get the right animal.
Exactly. And actually, just from that week long, now we've officially adopted her yesterday because we fostered her just for the 1 week, the trial week. But it's so important that you are matched with a dog that suits your lifestyle, your home. And that's actually what I thought was great when I was on the phone to the DSPCA. They were like, okay, so tell me about you.
Yeah.
What kind of life do you lead? Where do you live? What kind of house do you have?
Absolutely.
Because you'll suit a dog to my environment.
Yeah.
And so you can't rush that.
No, absolutely. And we've slightly changed our adoption process. And I think actually for the better, because what used to happen is people were coming up to the shelter, they were seeing dogs, they were falling in love instantly with dogs that might not have necessarily been appropriate.
Mm.
And then they get carried away with the whole moment. Whereas now what's happening is they see a dog they like, we will then come back to them, we will interview them over the phone, we do all applications online, and then we try to find out as much information as possible. And I think sometimes people are giving us better information now than they were when they're standing in front of the animal they think they want. So I think it's a little bit better. And then of course we're doing the fostering, which we do. So rather than immediately adopting the animal, we do the week trial to see, to make sure that it is a good match. And in fairness, most cases, yes, it is a good match. And we've only had one or two that have people have said to us, oh, listen, you know, not quite the right match for us, which is perfect. And that's what we want. We don't want the animal going to a home and staying in that home for 6 months or a year, but it not being a good match.
Exactly. I mean, as we said, you actually can't rush this. Like, you're adding a family member to
absolutely,
your home. So
absolutely,
you need to make sure that it's the perfect fit for everybody. And as well, I mean, the animal has to adapt it to the family. So say, for example, if you had kids, young kids, is it always important to adopt a puppy rather than an older dog?
In the past, we would have adopted out older dogs to families, but because there's a little bit less, we know a little bit less about the animals. I mean, they're obviously going into foster homes before they go to their actual forever homes, first of all. But yeah, sometimes it is better to get a puppy because then at least you can start and train the animal from the beginning. Older dogs, we don't always know why they've come into us. You know, if they are owner surrenders, sometimes the people don't always tell you the full truth.
Mm.
So you do have to just take that in mind. But one important thing for anybody who's listening out there who sort of says, oh, no, I don't want to get a rescue dog, they come with all sorts of baggage and all these things. Just bear in mind that any of the puppies that you're getting, unless you physically know the breeder and you have watched the animal being born and you've seen it every single week, chances are that animal is coming from somewhere it's being bred, mass produced.
Yeah.
It is not necessarily coming from a good family home. So people who go out and buy an animal think they're going to get this perfect puppy, this perfect creature that's going to be well behaved and wonderful. And they stay away from the rescue centres because they think the animal's going to come with baggage.
Mm.
But the reality is every puppy comes with baggage.
Yes.
So those people who adopt from rescue centres are more prepared for the baggage that's going to come with the animal. And I think that's a really important thing for people to understand, that going to a rescue centre, we will tell you everything we know about the animal. We're not going to lie to you. We'll tell you everything we know. Mm. Whereas the breeders you buy the animals from might not. So just bear that in mind, that sometimes people coming to the rescue centres at least are prepared for the extra work that's involved.
Exactly. And also, when I was adopting little Mabel, you guys told me everything about her mother, because of course you knew the mother.
We knew the mother, yes.
And you knew the kind of circumstances that she'd come from and all of that, which
absolutely
is great. And I knew that she had three other siblings,
yeah,
and that they... And the other thing as well, when you have a litter born in the DSPCA, the litter, they're kept with the mother.
Absolutely,
for the appropriate amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, we do. So what we try to do is we keep them together, because there again, you were saying just before we came on air how well she's doing with her house training.
Yeah.
But there again, that's because she's been with her mum for the right amount of time. So she was only taken away from her mum when she was over 8 weeks of age, which is the legal requirement. And also it means that she has now learnt some very good habits, hopefully not bad ones, from her mum. So that is really important. So, you know, taking a puppy that's too young from the mum isn't just about the health issues. It's seriously about the behaviour issues.
Exactly. And I guess you mentioned there that people, they're very eager to adopt at the moment. And what can happen is, you know, the adoption process is a little bit longer at the moment because there's so many people who want,
yeah,
to adopt. And then they might just go out and say, do you know what? I'm going to go and find a breeder and I'm going to get a dog and buy a dog.
Yeah.
What are the huge... Because there are good breeders out there.
Absolutely.
Like, we're not painting...
There are good breeders out there. But a good breeder, there again, will make you wait, because a good breeder will only breed and they'll take bookings like 6 months before the dog even gets pregnant.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't be caught into thinking just because somebody says, oh, it's an Irish Kennel Club registered dog. It may well be, but, you know, it might not be. They might be telling you fibs. They might be telling you white lies. And chances are most of these animals that are for sale at the moment are being bred for profit, which means people care more about the money they're going to make, unfortunately, than the long-term welfare of the animals.
Exactly. Now, is getting a dog for Christmas a good idea? I already know the answer to this, but there's always a lot of excitement during this time already, and can it be a little bit too much for a dog to adapt to?
I think this particular Christmas it's probably all right to get an animal for this Christmas, because let's face it, there's going to be less chaos in the houses. There's going to be less, hopefully, less people coming to your house. There's going to be less chaos. You're going to be around much more than people normally would. There'll be less people going out and visiting and going off for the day and everything. So hopefully, if people are being sensible this year, it is very good time to get an animal if you do feel you have to. But there again, it's not a thing of rushing out and getting an animal. I mean,
no.
Santa doesn't like bringing animals on the sleigh because they get travel sick, you see.
They do.
You know, so you've got to be conscious of that.
Yes.
Absolutely. But no, it's any time that's good for you is good for the animal,
yeah,
as long as you can put the time and effort into it.
And that's, you've just said it there, because I've even noticed myself, you need to dedicate time.
Yes.
To the puppy. Like, you cannot leave a puppy alone.
No, you can't.
You
because
can't.
Because apart from the noise they'll make because they're lonely,
yeah,
they need the company.
Yeah.
And what you do with your puppy now is going to have long-term effects on its behaviour.
Mm.
So if you decide you're going to get a puppy, but you're also going to be gone for most of the day, you have to think to yourself, what's going to happen to that puppy during the day? Okay, fine, it'll be at home, it'll have its food, its toys, but it's not going to have the mental stimulation, the social interaction that it needs. And that can have knock-on effects in the future and affect its behaviour, which could end up affecting whether or not you want to keep the animal long term.
Exactly. And actually, friends of mine, they have neighbours who got dogs over the first lockdown, and of course they've gone back to work, and all day long the dogs are crying inside in the house.
Yeah.
And that's just awful.
Absolutely.
And they can hear them then giving out to the dogs and when they come in, and it's just like, it's just so sad.
It is. And it's not a thing, you know, a lot of people sort of say, oh, it's fine, sure, I leave. You know, I work 9 to 5. And you're saying, that's fine, but you have to leave the house at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you won't be home till 6. And then when you get home, you have to have your dinner.
Yeah.
You have to have your sit down. You have to get the kids their homework finished. You have to go to bed. So realistically, you're pretty much talking about 6 in the morning until 9 at night,
yeah,
is when the dog is going to be unaccompanied, if that's the situation. And in there again, if you didn't have a dog before lockdown,
mm-hmm,
think back to the reasons you didn't.
Yes,
because,
exactly.
You know, hopefully everything's going to go back to normal this time next year. Things will be back to normal. So, you know, this is not a short-term pet. This is something that's going to be with you for a long time.
Exactly. And even, for example, when you think, okay, you know, when back in when everything was normal, you go for drinks after work. You can't do that.
Absolutely.
You can't really go to the cinema. Well, you can, of course, if you get like, you know, a doggy sitter or whatever it is. But you have to think about all of those things.
Absolutely.
Like, if I go to Tesco, who's going to look after the dog?
And you can't go to the beach for the day because some beaches won't let you bring the dog, and you can't leave it in the car because it'll be too hot. So absolutely. So there's all these sort of things, and it is really important. And that's why things like fostering an animal, which we do in the DSPCA. Now, we have a lot of our, we actually have increased hugely the number of fosterers. So we will have some animals looking for foster homes over Christmas. But fostering is a really good way for you to find out whether or not you have the time to have an animal. And if, you know, there aren't animals for fostering, or you don't want to foster from a centre, find a friend or a neighbour and offer to look after their dog. Because, you know, when people do start to go on holidays again, they may be delighted that you'll take the dog for a while. And it's a really good way for you to find out, do you want to have an animal? And it's not just about the time, it's the energy and the walks and the picking up the poo and all those things.
It is. And the training. Training is so, so important. So adopting any dog, it's all about helping you to adapt and fit into the family life. So dog training, it's a good idea. And you guys do courses, isn't that right?
We do, yes. So we're back now doing the training in the park. So it's all socially distanced. You can book your classes. So it's
have
really,
to book
really
class.
Good.
I really do.
Well, the important thing about the dog training is, because most people say, oh, it's fine, I can train the dog myself. And yes, absolutely you can. But a lot of the training classes we do for the puppies are about socialization. So they're about the dog learning things like heel, sit, stay, you know, walking, behaving and stuff, with the distractions of lots of other dogs and lots of other people. And that's the important thing, because yes, absolutely, if your dog will come to you when you call it in the back garden, that's wonderful. But will it do it in a busy park and when it's really, really important? And that's the sort of reasons that we suggest people do these dog training classes, because it's about the social interaction that they're getting. And I mean, I think you see it outside, everybody bringing their puppies for walks, the COVID puppies for walks, and it's wonderful in the social interaction they're getting. But they still need a little bit more.
Yes, they do. And even like I'm noticing myself, like Mabel is doing really well, and she's letting us know when she needs to go to the loo outside. But it's little things like getting her crate trained.
Yes.
She's doing quite well, actually, I have to say.
Good.
She is whinging a little bit at night, but you have to just leave her.
Yes.
Because I met another guy in the same area where I live, and they had also adopted a puppy, but the puppy's now sleeping in the bed with them.
Yeah.
Which obviously you don't want.
Well, you don't, because let's face it, you know, you don't want the dog running straight in from the garden or straight in from the walk in the park, having rolled in the mud or the fox poo and jumping onto your bed. So it's up to personal individuals what they want to do, but you know, it's up to yourselves what you want to do. But just remember, if you start things, so if you let the dog on the couch once, you really can't go back, because you can't be given out to them, because once one person's let it on, then it's going to want to be on forever. And it is important to remember that if you are bringing a dog into your house, everybody has to obey the same rules. So write the rules down, stick them on the fridge, and everybody follow them. No cheating, sneaky things of the dog's allowed on the couch when I'm here, but you're not when you're here. You know,
right?
Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't, exactly. And then finally, of course, it is Christmas time, and it can actually be kind of dangerous for animals, because there's lots of chocolates around the house. There's decorations all around, and dogs love eating things.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
How can we be careful?
Well, obviously, everybody knows about the chocolate and the rich food and the gravy that has the alcohol in it and all these sort of things. So don't be giving your dogs the scraps, because it can be very, very salty. But simple things that people don't realise is, when you're putting up the Christmas decorations and you've got the little stray bits of tinsel, my cats now, they're divils for that. I've got a fairly young cat, and it's his first proper Christmas this year, and he's in there and he's trying to eat all the tiny bits of tinsel that are around, and the little bits of the things you hang up the Christmas trees with. And they're the things that you've got to be really super careful with, just making sure they don't get into them. If you have a pet that it cannot be left unsupervised with a Christmas tree, shut the door.
That's
just
it.
Don't leave them in there, because they will hurt themselves. And things like glass baubles, very difficult. Don't wrap anything that's got chocolate and put it under the Christmas tree. They will get in.
They'll
the
sniff
cats
it out.
Will eat it as well. They will sniff it out. Absolutely.
No, I feel like we're saying, you know, we're being very, very cautious, but listen, the love that I already have for this little puppy.
Absolutely.
Just after a week, she's just amazing. And it's actually, we feel like a proper little family now, me and my husband. we have this little puppy. It's just amazing. And like, honestly, we feel so, so happy and we love her so much already.
They do. They worm their way into your hearts. And I mean, lots of people will say, you know, oh, I couldn't do that. I mean, we had to put our poor ancient old cat down there about a month ago. And my husband keeps saying, oh, I don't know why we keep getting pets, because they break my heart when they die. And it's true. But the love they give you when you have them. And that's why it's so important that people stop and think before they get an animal.
Exactly.
Make sure it's the right thing for them.
And if you aren't in a position to adopt, what else can you do?
You can foster. We will be looking for volunteers again, hopefully later next year. So you can do all that stuff. A lot of people don't have pets themselves, but they do adopt. They do volunteer in rescue centres. As I say, there's the fostering as well that you can do. Why not help an elderly neighbour to look after their pet? Maybe the dog's not getting out as often as it should. Maybe the dog needs to be brought to a vet or the cat needs to be brought to a vet. So there are lots and lots of ways you can help.
And you can also donate as well, because you guys are always looking for donations.
Absolutely,
you need as much help as you can get.
We do.
Gillian Bird, thank you so much from the DSPCA. We really appreciate your time. So thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.